पियासत्त मना प्रार्थ जोगन जिंजन मदाश्रय असंसंग समग्रं माम यथा गैससी तत्णो। लेडीज एंड जेंटलमैन, आई बेग टू थैंक यू फॉर गिविंग अस द अपॉर्चुनिटी टू प्रीच कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस इन दिस मीटिंग। सो दिस इज द एसेंस ऑफ कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस मूवमेंट। दिस वर्स स्पोकन बाय कृष्ण हिमसेल्फ, भगवद गीता इज स्पोकन बाय कृष्ण हिमसेल्फ एंड वी आर प्रीचिंग कृष्ण कथा, द वर्ड्स द मैसेज ऑफ कृष्ण एज इट इज विदाउट एनी wrong interpretation. Our beloved student Sriman Hanuman Goswami has already given some introduction. About our movement, Lord Chaitanya 500 years ago ordered it. Lord Chaitanya is accepted as Krishna himself in the form of a devotee. Krishna, when he was personally present, he stressed that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Matta parataram nanyat kinchi asti dhananjaya. I understand that you are reading in this hall Bhagavad Gita regularly. You know all these verses. Matta parataram nanyat asti kinchi. Krishna said, Matta, beyond me, just like if I say, beyond me, this person. Similarly, Krishna says, Matta parataram nanyam. So, your prayer, nirakar, gagana sadrisha, that is one feature of Krishna. Krishna is person. The nirakar Brahma feature is he is effulgence of the body. That is expressed in the Bhagavad Gita. Brahmana aham pratistha. The absolute truth is realized in three angles of vision according to the capacity of the devotee. Vadanti tat tattavidas tatyam jad jnanam adyam. Tattavid. Tattavid means one who has realized the supreme truth. He is called Tattavid. Tatta means supreme truth and vid means one who knows. So, vadanti tat tattavida tattam. Those who know what is absolute truth, they say, that is absolute truth, which is advaigyan. Advaigyan means without any duality. Just like here in this material world, it is called dual world, duality. Everything cannot be understood absolutely. If I say, it is a rather in ordinary language, relative world. Here everything is relative. Just like if I say, father, father has no meaning if there is no son. Duality. If I say good, so unless I have got idea of bad, I cannot understand good. If I say light, unless I have got conception of darkness, I cannot understand light. So, here everything is duality, relative knowledge, relative world. But in the absolute world, everything is one, spirit. Here, because here we have got experience, two energies, spiritual energy and material energy working. The material energies are the physical elements, bhumi, rapa, nala, vayu, earth, water, fire, air, sky. And in subtle form, mind, intelligence, ego, they are all material. Mind is also material. Intelligence is also material, but they are subtle form. And spiritual existence is the living entity, as we are. These things are very nicely explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Aparayam itastu vidhime prakritim para. The material, physical elements, they are inferior quality energy of Krishna. The superior quality of energy, we are living in. Jiva bhuta mahabhav. Jai idam dhar jagati jagat. Therefore, here in this material world, there are two energies working. In the spiritual world, there is only spiritual energy working. But in the material world, two energies are working, material and spiritual. Material energy is dependent on spiritual energy. Spiritual energy is prominent everywhere, in this material world and the spiritual world. Here also, the matter is developing upon spirit. Not that spirit is manifesting under certain conditional stage of matter. That's a wrong theory. For example, this small spiritual spark, the living entity, very small, we cannot even imagine with our material brain. It is 1/10,000 part of a point. We, in the material world, we cannot measure the length and breadth of point. Therefore, those who are mathematicians, they say point has no length, no breadth. But actually that is not a fact. You have no eyes to see the length and breadth of the point. You are so blunt, your senses are so limited, imperfect, that you cannot imagine that a point can have length and breadth. But we get information from Vedic literature. Not only the point, but 1/10,000 part of the point is measured. Kesha agra satabhagasya satadha kulpita satya. jiva bhava sabhigya, because we have no imagination. We have no instrument, neither we have sufficient knowledge. What is the length and breadth of the form of the living entity? Therefore, Vedic literature gives you an idea that you just try to imagine 1/10,000 part of the point, and that is the measurement. Kesagra satavagasya satadha kalpitasya cha jiva bhaga sabhijnaya chanantaya kalpate. So living entities, spiritual spark, that measurement is given there. Whenever there is measurement, there is form. It is not. But because we cannot see the form, we say niraka. It is our incompetency. It's like, I cannot see beyond this wall. My seeing power is limited. Therefore, I say there is nothing beyond this room. There is nothing beyond this room. That's not fact. There is everything. I can see this sun, which is 1,400,000 times bigger than this planet. But my eyes are seeing daily just like this. So, don't believe your senses. Your senses are imperfect. Whatever knowledge you get by experimental knowledge, experimental method, that is the modern ways of understanding. But these things cannot be experimented. Therefore, we have to take the knowledge from the Vedas. Tad vijnanatham sa guru meva avigacchet samitpani srutriyam brahmanistam tad visro paravampadam sadapashanti suraya nitya nityanam chetanas chetanaram eka bhunam vidadatika. These are Vedic mantras. We have to understand the transcendental science through Vedic knowledge. By our imperfect knowledge, if we try to understand the absolute truth, naturally we shall find him. We can imagine just like Gagana Sadrisha. God is great, but we have no knowledge how he is great. We can simply think of Gagana, the sky, that is greatest. But we do not know that millions of skies are within the belly of the Supreme Personality of God. There are estimations. Gagana Sadrisha is imperfect. How can we Gagana Sadrisha? Jashaita nishasita kalam athavalamma jivanti loma vilaja jagadannanatha. Jagadannanatha. Jagadanna means universe, and the Gagana is within the universe. Gagana we cannot see beyond this Gagana. But beyond this Gagana, there is another Gagana. In the Bhagavad Gita, you are reading Bhagavad Gita, you must know it. Parastasmatu bhava anya. There is another sky, spiritual sky, sanatana, parastasmatsu anya, bhaktya bhaktya sanatana, sarvesu nasasu na binasati. This Gagana will be annihilated at the time of destruction, but that does not annihilate. So, the idea of Gagana is not perfect idea of the Supreme. Gagana Sadrisha, that is limited within the purview of our knowledge, because we cannot think that anything can be greater than this big sky. No, he is Mahato Mahiyan, bigger than the biggest. Anoraniyam is smaller than the smallest. Just like we can imagine atom, the smallest. But atom we can see by somewhere or other. Atom. Six atoms thrust in, six atoms when that is combined. We can see through the windows with the sunshine. So many thrust in. Those small particles which we see through the window with sunshine, the combination of six atoms. They're not original atom, but the atomic constitution of the living entity is a thousand times smaller than the atom. Therefore, anoraniya mahato mahiya. He is greater than the greatest and is smaller than the smallest. The smaller than the smallest we are. We are also part and parcel. Just like the sun and the sun sign. The sun sign is combination of small atomic molecular parts, shining parts. They are also different. They are not combined together. That is scientific. Similarly, we are also sparks of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Mamai Vamsa Jiva Bhuta. You are reading Bhagavad Gita, you know. That answer that is described already, 1/10,000 part of the point. Mamai Vamsa Jiva Bhuta. In another place, Jiva Bhuta Mahabhava Jayadam Dharjate Jagat. This material world is important because it is being manipulated by that small spiritual spark, Jiva Bhuta, Mahabhava. So, we are small particles, part and parcel of the Supreme, and they are distributed all over His creation, Brahma Jyoti. That is Niraka. But this Brahma Jyoti is not the ultimate truth. Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavaniti Sardate. The first realization, just like light in the morning, when you see light, you see the light of the sun. But that is not very important thing. Sunlight. Of course, we have no other means to understand beyond this sunlight. But we take it, sunlight is very important. Actually, very important, because through sunlight, the whole universe is maintained. It is sunlight. As soon as there is shortage of sunlight, the place becomes immediately condemned. As soon as there is sunlight, we feel pleasure. Oh, today is a very sunny day, nice. The sunlight is always there, but it is being covered. The sunlight is not covered, sun is not covered, by our eyes are covered. Suppose there is cloud. A cloud may expand, say, 100 miles. But do you think the sunlight is 100 miles? You cannot estimate. Millions and millions of miles. So what 100 miles cloud can cover the sun? The 100 miles cloud can cover my eyes. And we say, today's sun is covered by the cloud. That is our ignorance. Similarly, the Supreme Brahma, who is spreading the effulgence of light, he cannot be covered. We are covered. We, the small particles, we are covered. मोहित त्रिभी गुणमयी भावी मोहित मामे बोला भी जानाती भगवद गीता देवी दे आर बिल्डर बाय दिस एक्सटर्नल एनर्जी देर आईज हैव बीन कवर्ड लाइक देर आईज डिले आवर बिकॉज वी आर वेरी स्मॉल So our senses, the capacity of the senses, they are also limited. Although we have got all the qualities, because fire and a spark of fire, qualitatively the same, but qualitatively different. Similarly, we are Brahma, and Krishna is Parabrahma, Supreme Brahma. Nitya Nityanam, the chief of the all eternal. Chetana Chetananam is the supreme living entity of all living entities. He is also a living entity. See, if I am a living entity, I have got a form, so why the supreme living entity will not have a form? This is poor fund of knowledge. He is not Nirakar. But we cannot estimate his akara. That is nirakaram. Nirakaram means to estimate. We cannot estimate how big he is. That is means nirakar. Nirakar does not mean formless. When there is in this shastra nirakar, this word is used. Nirakar means he has no prakito akara, material form. That is nirakar. Not that he has no form. That is poor fund of knowledge. He is Satchitananda Vigraha. Therefore Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Abhajananti Manamurha Manasem Tanuvastita. My original form is like human being. And the Bible also it is said, man is made after the form of the God. So God has a form, just like a human being, two hands, two legs. And he himself comes to show him, that is Krishna. It's not nirakar. Ishara Parama Krishna, Satchidananda Vigraha. Vigraha, Vigraha means form. Ishara Parama Krishna, Satchidananda Vigraha. Abhakta bhaktamapannam mannate mamabuddha. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, I know. Abhaktam bhaktamapannam. The original is impersonal Brahma. Now he has taken form. This conclusion, who makes? Abhaktam bhaktamapannam mannate mamabuddha. Those are less intelligent. Whose intelligence is very poor, they consider that ultimately I am nirakar, I have taken the form, sakar nirakar. No. Krishna says, samamami atmamaya. I come out of my goodwill. Jada jada hi dharma saglani bhavati bharat. Tadatmanam sijam maham. At that time, I appear. Therefore, Krishna says, Janma karma me divvam jo janati tattat. We have to understand him in truth, not by imagination, but not by malinterpretation, but by fact. The fact is being explained by Krishna himself. Why we should go to understand Krishna? By the commentary of some less intelligent, some poor fund of knowledge. Why we should? So, this Krishna consciousness movement means we are presenting the Bhagavad Gita as it is. That's all. We have no difficulty. We have no difficulty because Krishna is accepted as authority, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. By all the acharyas, not only formally, like Vyasadev, Narad, Ashita, Devala, many, many, big, stalwart. Vyasadev, everyone knows. Vyasadev is the original writer of Vedic knowledge, Vedavyas. He accepts Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. His disciple, Narada, accepts the Supreme Personality of Vyasadeva's guru, Narada. Narada's guru, Brahma, he accepts Ishara Paramakrishna Satchidananda Vigraha Govinda Madhi Purusam Tavang Bhajat. So, Govinda is person. This impersonal Brahma, Nirakar, that is, he is personal effulgence, bodily effulgence. That's like the sun, you can understand. The sun planet is localized. And within the sun planet, there is sun god. His name is also mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita. Vivasan, imam vivasati yugam, praktavan ahamabhayam, vivasan manave prahu, mano ikhaka vibravet, evam parampra pratam, evam rajal sayo vidu. So this is the process of studying Bhagavad Gita. So if you study Bhagavad Gita and conclude that the absolute truth is nirakar, I don't think you are making very much progress. Therefore, Krishna says, tad viddhi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya. You try to understand the science by pranipatena, by surrendering, not by deserving yourself, that I am very learned scholar, why shall I surrender? No, that is the first thing wanted. If you want to understand Bhagavad Gita, then you must take the direction from the Bhagavad Gita. The first direction is evam parampara praptam, evam rajarsayo vidu. All the rajarsis, they understood Bhagavad Gita by the parampara system. That parampara system, Krishna also says, imam vivasati yugam prithvan aham abhyam. I spoke, first of all, this system of yoga system mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita. That is bhakti yoga. What is that yoga system? Sarvadharman parityajya mamekam sarvam vasi. This is the ultimate instruction of Bhagavad Gita. Veda ishta sarvai ahameva vedam. All the Vedas, that teaching only to understand me, Krishna. So, if you do not understand Krishna as he is, although he is explaining, all the acharyas are explaining, in our country, you come from India, in our country there are big five acharyas, who is practically controlling the Hindu society or the Vedic society. Shankaracharya, Ramanujacharya, Madhyacharya, Nimbarka, Vishnu Swami, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we have to follow the footprints, the footsteps of the acharyas. That is mentioned in the Acharya Upasana. If you want to advance in knowledge, then you must worship the acharyas. Otherwise, what knowledge you'll get? You cannot get manufacturing knowledge. Or getting knowledge from somebody who has manufactured knowledge. The knowledge must be received by parampara. By parampara, as Krishna says, evam parampara prapta sakalena yoganastha parantapa. He again spoke the science of Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna because the parampara was broken. Sakale nastra. Otherwise there is no need of speaking Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna. And why he selected Arjuna to understand Bhagavad Gita, that is also explained. So one may say that Arjuna was a grihastha, householder, and a politician, and a soldier. Why Bhagavad Gita was instructed to him? That is natural. He was not a Vedanti, he was not a Brahmin, he was not a sannyasi. Why he was selected to understand Bhagavad Gita? There should be inquiry. Generally you understand that a Vedanti, a sannyasi, a Brahmin may know about spiritual knowledge, about God. No, that is not the fact. The fact is, as Krishna said, bhaktosi priyosi rahasam jeta uttamam. Because you are my devotee, because you are my dear friend, you can understand the mystery of Bhagavad Gita. So, the ordinary man who is neither Krishna conscious nor a devotee of Krishna, he cannot explain Bhagavad Gita. What about they are explaining? They are simply spoiling their time. And others also. Big, big scholars, I do not wish to discuss. Simply misled. Now, this movement has begun to present Bhagavad Gita as it is. And people are taking. People are accepting. So, you Indians who are present here, that is my request. That you can do tremendous service on behalf of your country. As Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Bharat Bhumite Manusya Janma Haila Jar Janma Sartha Kari Karo Paropaka. So, in this land, New Zealand, fortunately you are there. You try to understand Bhagavad Gita as it is and preach it. People will take. People will appreciate your contribution. As our Goswamiji said, that actually I have experience. Whenever I go, when I was in Columbus, I met one gentleman on the street. So as soon as he understood that I'm from India, India is very poverty-stricken, yes. This is our habit. Well, actually, in comparison to Western countries, we have poverty stricken, that's all right. But still, we have given. We have to give something which is so brilliant. This is Krishna consciousness. So, my request is that we are going to start a Radha Krishna temple here. Just cooperate with us. These foreigners are doing your business. It was your business to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. But you are sleeping. But the Americans, Canadians, Europeans, I'm training them. So you take it very serious. You try to understand Bhagavad Gita as it is. Try to understand Krishna and spread it. That is my request. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
A very enlightened man to be able to carry on the work that you are doing, which is a vast amount of work that you have done. I would like to ask just one question, if you could enlighten me on that. I would like to hear your explanation on how would you have seen the form of God if you have had any enlightened knowledge.
So here's
what
a picture.
Form you have.
Here's a picture of Krishna. You don't believe? You have not seen picture of Krishna?
Yes, I have.
Then why do you say there is no form of Krishna? Why do you see a photograph of a person? How do you know that he has no form? If you see the photograph of your father, how do you say that is he impersonal? He has no form. How to conclude? First of all, answer me. I have seen form of Krishna, you have seen also form of Krishna. There are hundreds and thousands of temples in India. Do you think there are fools? And they are established by big acharyas, by Ramanucharya, Madhyacharya, Vishnu Swami, Lord Chaitanya. There is Jagannath Temple. Jagannath Temple, every day, hundreds and thousands of people are going to see. In Vrindavan, there are 5,000 temples, Krishna. 5,000, 10,000 people are going. There are, you know, in India, there are so many pilgrimages. So, do you think all these temples established by our predecessors, they are all fools?
So therefore you conclude that when you become enlightened, you will see the God in form of human nature?
Yes. That is after. In the beginning, you have to accept this form. But when you make advance, then you see always. Premanjana churita bhakti bilo chanena santas sadaiva ridayesu bilo kayanti jang shavasundaram achinta gunasarupam govindam adipurisam tamang bhaja. When you, first of all, you begin how to try to learn how to love God, and when you are actually on the platform of love, prema, Premanjana Churita Bhakti, you will see God always in His form. He becomes revealed. You haven't got to try to see, but He will reveal. Sameva Spurattata. Sevan Mukhi Hi Jivhadu. Sameva Spurattata. When you engage your tongue, that beginning is tongue. Jivhadu. Sevan Mukhi. If you begin your service, God cannot be understood by your challenging mode. Therefore, Krishna says, first of all, surrender, then try to understand. Sarva dharma alparitaja mamekam saranam vajam. Amta sarva papibham akhoishyam. When you surrender, and by that surrendering process, when you are free from the resultant action of sinful activities, then you can appreciate God. Not that God is my order supplier, please come, I will see you. No. Jesam antagatam papam. Janaram pan. You are reading Bhagavad Gita, you know all this. Jesam antagatam papam. Janaram punna karmana. Te dandamaha ninmukta bhajante maam dirabhra. These things are there in Bhagavad Gita. One who is completely free from the resultant action of sinful activities, they can be engaged fully in Krishna consciousness. So these students are being trained how to become free from sinful activities. They are forbidden not to have illicit sex. These are four pillars of sinful activity: illicit sex life, meat eating, intoxication and gambling. Jatra papas chaturvidha. These are exactly to the injunction of the Vedas. So if we purify ourselves, and the Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna appreciates Krishna, parabrahma param dhama pavitram paramam bhavan. How you can approach the pavitram paramam bhavan without being pavitra? So, there is a process to appreciate whether Krishna or God has form. Unless we adopt the form, superficially it is not possible. Otherwise, there are quite so many processes of bhajan sadhana. If it is so cheap that we can immediately understand what is God, no. And the Veda says, tad vijnanartham sa guru meva vigacche. That was our system. First of all, they used to become brahmachari to be most obedient servant of the spiritual master before becoming grihastha, celibacy, brahmacharya, then grihastha. So these things are all lost now. Therefore, the Shastra says, Harinnama, 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 Iva Kevalam, Kalo Nasi, Vanasi, Vanasi, Vagatirannatha. You chant Hare Krishna mantra with your tongue, take prasadam of Krishna, you gradually develop your Krishna consciousness and you'll understand what is wrong. That is the process.
Any other questions? Swamiji, we live in the Western world and some have born here, although the youth and from that age upwards, they all born in India. Perhaps we know very little about Gita, but this movement have stages to convert people or to convince people. And how do you give these different stages? Because when persons are ignorant, they need primarily some teaching, and then, just like in the school, they go step by step. Well, in this moment, how can you, or what can you expect, or what would you like to give as an enlightenment for an ordinary people? Suppose myself, I'm just an ordinary person, and I don't understand anything. Well, what I'd like to know, that I think if you just give those steps, would be far better for the audience to just follow.
Yes, that I've already explained, that we are training people in different parts of the world by opening center. So you come and take the advantage of this center and learn how to do it. This center is open for this purpose, that people may take advantage how to develop Krishna consciousness. It is just like you go to school and you learn how to read and write, and then you pass MA examination. Similarly, if you think that you have forgotten, you have no knowledge, please come, take the process, and you will just like these people. They are not born in India. They are not Hindus. They are not Vaishnavas. Their forefathers never heard what is Krishna. Neither they heard how they are taking. It is the process. That process we are giving to everyone without any discrimination. We have got students from all communities, Hindus, Muslims, Christians, Parsis, and Africans. The process is so perfect. If you take the process, you'll also understand. So for this teaching, this process, we are opening center here. You all, Indians, your chance is first. So why don't you cooperate and learn? It is open to everyone. It is not a secret thing. So I invite you on Tuesday. At what time you are going to?
7:30.
7:30 evening, please come. The temple will be open and you come, you try to understand, you invite us occasionally in this big place. We have no big place now. We have got a very small place. But we shall be very glad to speak about Krishna consciousness movement, say everything is. That I was going to explain. There was no time. Maya sakta mana prartho jogam junjana madasva asamsayam samagrama jathagastasi tachino. Krishna is teaching. Maya sakta. Just try to increase your attachment for me. There is a process how to increase attachment. Maya sakta. So attachment process. Attachment process is sadhu sadhya tato sadhu sangha tato bhajana kriya tato anartha nivitti syat. ततो निष्ठा ततो रुचि तथा शक्ति ततो भाव साधुकानाम अयं प्रेम्नो प्रादुर्भावी भवेत् क्रमः.
There is a process. If you are actually serious, then come to the process. Adho Shraddha. Just like you are hearing me, kindly. It is called Shraddha. You have got little Shraddha. Next stage is Sadhu Sangha. Those who are actually practicing Krishna consciousness, just associate with them. Adho Shraddha Tato Sadhu Sangha. Tato Bhajana Kriya. Then, if you try to follow how they are, just like they are chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. If you follow the Vajanat Kriya, then anartha niritti syat, anartha, unwanted things, just like these four things of sinful activities, illicit sex, and intoxication, gambling, and meat eating. These are anartha. Anartha means it is not necessary at all. It is not that without meat eating we can live. Thousands and thousands in India, 80%, they're strictly vegetarian. That does not mean they're dying. Here also, in Western countries, I have got thousands and thousands of disciples. They've given up all these things. That does not mean they've become dead. No, it is anartha, unwanted. So if you take to bhajana kriya, then automatically this anartha also will disappear. Anartha nivitti syat, that means you become purified, tato nishtha, then you'll have firm conviction. Tato nishtha, tato ruchi, then taste will increase, tatha shakti, then asakti. That is Krishna speaking in the 7th chapter. Mayasaktamana. We have to increase our attachment for Krishna. And this is the process. So there is process. If you actually serious, you can take the process and you will be successful.
One more question from me. When a person gradually go along the path, have in the process have some achievement, don't you agree that chanting is not the only attachment or rather to know Krishna? He can with
there may be other methods, I can understand. But this Shastra says no other method will be successful. Kalo nasteva 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 gatiranatha. Karma Gyan Yoga. So, therefore, three times stress, na seva. By karma, you will not be successful. Time is different. Just like you go to a drug shop, there are hundreds and thousands of medicines. They are all medicines. But the medicine which is prescribed by the physician for you, that is your medicine. So in this age, this is the medicine. There may be other methods. They are all bona fide methods. But they will not be successful. This method will be successful. You have to take in that light.
Do you give any importance of coming, shining being or the soul in the front and person not act as a human being but the shining being just...
Well, you are in my front, you are the soul. What is the difficulty? Everyone, you are all souls. You are in my front. Simply, you are dressed only. Suppose you come in a dress, you are my friend. Do I see your dress? Are you? Pandita samadarshina. Vidya vinaya sampanne. You are reading Bhagavad Gita, you know all this. When you are learned, you won't see the dress. You will see the soul.
That chanting would be the primary stage, but it's not the stage that it will stay on all the time for a person who really seeing the truth.
Now, if you take this process, you will come to the perfectional state very easily.
But do you agree or not?
What is that?
That chanting is not the stage, you have to preserve chanting dropped away.
No, no. Chanting is eternal. After you become perfect, you will also chant more loudly.
You accept Krishna as the supreme glory.
I do not accept this. Whole Vedas accept.
But in our Hindu religion, there are Godas and goddesses.
Yes.
There are so many.
Yes.
Originally,
that is for material purpose. Those who are after material benefits, they can worship different demigods. That is mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita. That is the point. You are reading Bhagavad Gita. You should note all this. Kamastasya hitajnana jajante anna devata. Those who are bewildered or lost of intelligence, they go to worship other demigods. So those who are interested in spiritual salvation, they need not to worship other demigods. But those who are interested for material profit, they can worship demigods. Jajante iha devata. Karmanang. There is a verse. Just to have immediate result of material profit, the Vedas recommend, all right, you worship this demigod, that demigod. So our concern is, we don't want any material profit. We want Krishna. Therefore, we do not require to worship demigods.
But why not Vishnu?
Huh?
Why not Krishna?
Vishnu and Krishna the same. Vishnu and Krishna the same. Krishna is Vishnu Tattva. Oh, Rama also. We worship Rama also. Rama, Vishnu Tattva. So whatever that is your conclusion, but Krishna says, Matta Paratarang Nanyat Kinti Jasti Dhananja. Aham Sarvasya Prabhava Matta Sarvang Pravartate. So if you have to believe Bhagavad Gita, then Krishna is the supreme. That's all. Now, happy time.